Once again, we ask that you guide us precept upon precept, line upon line. Cause our hearts, O God, to be open to receive the sweet fragrance of your word, that we might be made wise thereby. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. You may be seated as you turn your Bible to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning from verse number 1. This is the inspiration that I received yesterday. All right. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. Those of you that are using the old King James version of the Bible, I would like you to look at that verse again. You will notice that it's either the word gifts is in italics or it's in bracket. I don't know which is obtainable in your own case. How many of you notice gifts is in italics in your own Bible? Just one person. Oh my God. Okay, two people. How many of you noticed it's in bracket in your own Bible? Okay, you have not noticed that. All right. Then you don't have a good Bible. You have a very modern Bible. It's not a very good one. Now, the reason why it's in, if this your software were an older version, gifts should be in bracket. If what you are using to display your the scripture on the dashboard, if it were an older version, it should be in bracket. Sometimes it's good to work with the older things. The reason why it's in italics is because the word gifts did not exist in the original manuscript. So if you had read the original manuscript, what it reads is now concerning spiritual brethren, I will not have you ignorant. So the subject of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning from verse 1, is spiritual. Now, as we read on, you will see the aspects of spiritual that is captured under that broad heading. Are you still with me? Oh, you're not with me. Okay. Well, because you're not with me, we'll just forget about the analysis I'm trying to do. You know, some of you are simple. Some of us are complex. So we ask so many questions. Why is it like this? And then the Holy Ghost has a serious time putting us through so that we can have what to teach others. But you are simple. You don't mind. If something is complicated, you are not bothered. You just want the straight delivery. So let's go on your path. He said, "Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand." So in spiritual, there are two things you need to understand. There are two laws you must understand. Are you still following me now? So he said, wherefore? He said, the reason why I need to discuss the issue of spiritual with you is because of where you were before you gave your life to Christ. The Corinthian believers were people that were exposed to the supernatural realm by reason of a spirit of error. The only spirit that is supposed to introduce the spirit realm to us is the Holy Spirit. Meanwhile, the Bible does not deny that they are not the existence of other spirits that can introduce the realm of the spirit to you. It doesn't deny that. The Bible says, for instance, we have received a spirit which is not of this world, but a spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. indicative of the fact that it's the Holy Ghost that is supposed to introduce us to the realm of the Spirit and define our inheritance that is domiciled in that realm to us. Meanwhile, it is possible for you to use the spirit of divination and access the realm of the Spirit. But you see, what you will see using the lens of divination is not the same thing that you will see using the lens of the Holy Ghost. In fact, the Bible forbids, God forbids, in the Old Testament, if you were found accessing the spirit realm using the spirit of divination, your lot and portion is that you should be stoned to death. Because you are going to bring dimensions of the spirit realm, which is occasioned by insight that has come from a spirit of error. And when you begin to bring those things, you have the tendency to turn the heart of the people of God away from God. So anytime someone is seen that has the capacity to invade the spirit realm using a contrary spirit other than the Holy Ghost, he is a plague among the brethren, and he should be cast out. Are you there? All right, so the Bible says, I give you to understand. So in trying to understand spiritual, and when we say spiritual, we are talking about perceiving, understanding, and interpreting the realm of the Spirit using the witness of the Holy Ghost. And when he says spiritual, he's referring to a vast island of spiritual things and spiritual knowledge. But he breaks down all of that vast possibilities to two major principles. Are you there now? All right. So he says, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. That's the first thing. First law. If it is true that you are speaking by the Spirit of God, you will always honor Jesus. The reason why you will always honor Jesus is because all those things that the Spirit of God is administering now in the new covenant were made possible, were made available to us by reason of the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. So the current administration that is in the Holy Spirit is not contradictory to the efforts of Jesus in paying the price. The price that Jesus paid is what the Holy Spirit is administering to bring us into the full scope of the dividend of the payment. So the work of Jesus is payment, and the work of the Holy Spirit is oikonomia. What's the English word for that? Is distribution. Distributing the things that Jesus paid for, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. So you will see that the labors of Jesus continues with the labors of the Holy Ghost. And at no point in time does the activity of the Spirit of God contradict the labors of Jesus. So he says, no man speaking by the Holy Ghost says Jesus is accursed. That's the first principle. Second principle, and no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Well, somebody in this room might say that's not true, that an unbeliever can come and say Jesus is Lord and it doesn't mean anything. And he may not be saying it by the Holy Ghost. Let me show you the context in which it is impossible for you to say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. You see, the Bible has its own logic. Right? So if you want to interpret the Bible, you must use the Bible to interpret the Bible. So if you are saying, Pastor, it is possible for someone to say Jesus is Lord and he doesn't mean it from his heart, and he was not quickened by the Holy Ghost to say that, I believe it's possible. Yep. But there is a certain context in which it is impossible to say Jesus is Lord without the Holy Spirit. So let me show you the context, and that's the book of Romans, chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. Verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So in the context of a man confessing Jesus unto salvation, it is impossible for any man to do that except by what? The Holy Ghost. Do you understand that? So those are the two laws that govern spiritual. What's the first one again? No man speaking. If the person is under the unction of supposedly the Holy Ghost, he cannot contradict the work of Jesus, because the ministry of the Holy Spirit is all about distributing what Jesus has acquired. Alright? Are you there? So the Greek word for distribute in that regard is oikonomia. So the Holy Ghost is in the business of distributing what Jesus has acquired. It's just like you have a budget. A budget is the collocation of resources that is used to drive development. And when you begin to disburse, you disburse this amount to Ministry of Health, you disburse this amount to Ministry of Agriculture because of the objectives that you intend to achieve. So the budget was made available by the sacrifice of Jesus. He purchased financing. And it is in the ministry of the Holy Spirit that distribution to achieve God's purposes and policies find expression. Do you understand that? That's difficult to comprehend. So the Holy Spirit distributes into my life everything that I need to fulfill my divine purpose. It means I'm part of God's budget. And that's why the Bible says that God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings domiciled in the heavenly realms through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And that's the budget. Spiritual blessings that are domiciled in the heavenly realms by through Jesus Christ. But the Holy Spirit comes to distribute it to us as we have need, in keeping with the fulfillment of the purposes of God for our lives. So no man can, speaking by the Spirit of God, can say Jesus is accursed, and no man can say Jesus is Lord except what? By the Holy Ghost. Alright. So let me show you. That's not where I'm going. I'm just trying to abide by the tradition of reading scriptures from a stem, so that a theological stem, so that we can have adequate understanding of the verses of interest, seeing that truth does not exist in a vacuum. Truth exists in a habitat. So we need to read all the scriptures that support the true meaning of the verse that we want to isolate, so that our perspective on that scripture will be guided by subsequent scriptures that we have read before that time. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Alright, so he goes to verse 4. Verse 4 is an explanatory verse that reveals the scope of the subject he calls spiritual. Is that clear to you? Alright. He says, now, so he has gone to the major issue on the subject spiritual that he previously introduced. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. So the first subject under spiritual that Apostle Paul wants to treat with us today is spiritual gifts. That's the first subject. The second is there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Now, we are going to have to do a linguistic recovery using the original Greek to find out if you have a Bible that runs with pilot numbers. If you see the pilot numbers, Greek 1249, that is the pilot number for the word translated administrations, and it is pronounced diakonia, which means service. So we can substitute the word service for administrations. Are you there? Oh my, I say, are you there? Okay, so there are differences of services, but the same Lord. So services, the diversities of services still falls under the broad heading spiritual. Is that clear? So we have gifts, then we have services, and then number three, there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. So there are three things that form the broad heading spiritual. First are gifts. Secondly, we have services. And thirdly, we have operations. So this was the scripture that the Lord fired into my spirit yesterday night as I was praying and asking God, should I continue with foundations? And he said, no, I finished bearing witness on that matter. And now you go to spiritual gifts. And I assure you, I don't know how long I'll be here. Meanwhile, I didn't finish my notes. My notes on foundations have not been exhausted. You see, are you still with me? There's a difference between a message and a passage. Do you know there's a difference? It's when we have received the message that we now look for the passage that can hold, that has the utterance that can hold the message. And when the message is conveyed, even though there are still passages left, the Holy Spirit will give you another message. Do not insist on on going on with the passages when the message has been delivered. You will be on your own, and your voice will not be blessed. If you want to remain perpetually in the cutting edge, you must know when a message is delivered. And the only way to know is to inquire. So yesterday night, he said, a young man, you know, I know you're liking that, this thing, but my witness has been accomplished. So he moved us here. That's why I'm trying to lay the foundation. I don't know how long we'll be on this subject, but I just want to lay the foundation. So if you are still in this class, say amen. Amen. So we are looking at the subject called spiritual, and spiritual has three aspects. The first aspect are what? Gifts. Second aspect are what? Services. The third aspect are operations. Don't forget that. So we'll start with gifts. If it doesn't change the pendulum, we'll move from gifts, we'll now go to services. Because if we want to say, okay, how is one believer different from the other believer? How am I different from Pastor Dan? How am I different from Sister Kwado? One of the ways in which we are different, because the Bible says there are diversities of gifts, meaning that I'm different from Pastor Abike in the constitution of gifts that the Holy Spirit has given unto me. So that's one line of difference. Even though it is the Holy Ghost that is operating in my life, the way He will operate through me is going to be different from the way He will operate through the life of Larry. Even if we have the same gifts, as you will come to discover, one gift can operate through different channels. One gift, different channels. So it means that the administration of the gift in my own vessel is different from the administration of the gift in your own vessel. In the area of gifts, we are different. So when you look at a believer, it's not a good example of what is actually happening in your life. Because you are different. And any point in time when you come under pressure to compare yourself with another believer, it is because you are not wise. There are various units by which we can measure temperature. One is Celsius. Another is Fahrenheit. Another is Kelvin. I used to know much more than that those days. Sorry for the breaking transmission. I used to be very retentive in my memory. Well, hallelujah. So if you go to the United States of America and you want to ask them, hey, what's the temperature of your city right now? The person might quote it in Fahrenheit. And because you don't work with Fahrenheit, it doesn't make any sense to you. Hallelujah. Like the other day, we were trying to find the price of something in another nation, and it was $2 billion of their money. I said, hey, what's that? What exactly? What exactly is that? Can you convert that thing to US dollars so that we will know what we're talking about? And when they converted it to US dollars, it was like $1,200. That's what happens. As funny as this my presentation is what happens when you try to compare yourself with another person. The person is being rated on a unit that is peculiar to that person. There is no comparison whatsoever. That's why the Bible says there are diversities. See, it's only the Holy Spirit that has the capability to manage diversity because of his capacity. He can manage diversity. Satan doesn't have that grand administration that can manage you as an individual. So he groups people into liars, smokers, fornicators, adulterers. He needs to manage them all in a group. But God can manage you as an individual because he has the administration to do that. And that's why he is not afraid of diversity. Are you there? Oh, you're not there. You're not there. Now, I need to push it in so that you will get it very well. If I come now as your pastor and I want to make you dress like me, I want to make you talk like me, you know what? We are running a cult, a personality cult, because that's not how the body of Christ is. The body of Christ is the principle in that body is the principle of diversity and the principle of interdependence. At any point in time that I insist for you to make my hair cut, if I do my hair Jericho, as I insist, everybody goes on. You know what? It's a personality cult that we're running. I'm trying to force you to be me. And the Bible says there are what? Diversity. I've been somewhere before, and because the lead pastor is a teacher, even the evangelist has become a teacher. I say, oh my God, wait, this is a strange place, you know. Everybody needs to line up and no. That's darkness. That's darkness. So when we started this journey, I said, see, don't try to be like me. Don't even try. You will not succeed. So don't try. However, if there are people in our midst, God can take some dimensions that is in my life and put on you, and you begin to operate in a way that is similar to mine. Let it be God that put it, so that we are not struggling. If it's God that put it, you will flow in it naturally. Everybody will know, yes, there's an aspect of the deposit of my life that is at work on your life, but it is God that put it there. Don't try to wear the kind of suits I wear, and then you... And that's why I change my hairstyle. Sometimes I can put one line here. So that if you want to cope, if you want to keep up, the diversity is so dynamic that you will get tired. May the Lord give you understanding. There are diversity. Please help me tell your neighbor, I'm not trying to be like you. I like you the way you are. I like your hairstyle. I like your height. But you know what? I am me. And I'm proud of being me. Because God saw you before he made me. Glory. So there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are diversities of services, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. To open your eyes finally before we begin the race, it's a long race, but I need your eyes adequately open before we begin to embark on this race. You will notice that the umpire for gifts is the Holy Ghost. He said there are diversities of gifts, but the same Oh my. The same what? So the umpire, the one that is in charge of gifts, it is in his domain that gifts lie. The person that is the master of gifts, he's the Lord of gifts, he is the prince of gifts, he is the Holy Spirit. The person that is the master of services is the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you seen that? Oh my, you are not here. The master of services. So it is Jesus that gives us, if you have a calling, it is Jesus that called you. He is the Lord of the harvest that will deploy. Are you there? Yes, so he's the one that will deploy you. Okay, this is your calling. This is what you will do for all of your life. You are called as an intercessor. It is Jesus that gives you that calling. And that's why at the end of the day, it is Jesus you are going to answer to at the judgment seat of Christ. Because every line of divine service that God allocates it through Jesus Christ. So the umpire for services in the kingdom of God is Jesus. Do you notice that? And then the umpire for operations is God. That God there is the Father. So it is not, you see, can you see the division of labor in the Godhead here? Now, as we continue in the study, you will see the place of the Holy Spirit in gifts. You will see the place of Jesus in services. And you will see the place of the Father in operations. Don't forget that. All right, let us begin the first item under the broad heading spiritual is gifts. So let's go to gifts. Okay? But the manifestation, verse 7, of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. These are also principles that we must not overlook. He said the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. And what that means is that any time the Spirit of God is made manifest, there is a profit that God has in mind that is supposed to be derived from that manifestation. Once upon a time, I was working in Abuja, and we just closed from the office, and I was staying in Life Camp then, and we walk, our office base was in Maitama. So when you come out from Maitama and you want to go to Life Camp, you come to Wuse, you know. I don't know if it has changed now, but that is what it was before. Hallelujah. When Abuja was still young, and the last time I checked, I almost got lost everywhere, because... But those days, the city was young, and it's either you were in Maitama or you were in Wuse or you were in Life Camp. But I went recently, and it's a strange piece right now. So we leave the office and we come to Wuse. That's where we get a commercial vehicle that goes to where I stay. And then there was this huge crowd, and I was wondering why the crowd was there. And when I broke through the crowd, because I know how to penetrate, you know. So I broke through the crowd and I found this magician. He had two snakes and was talking to the snakes and playing with the snakes and people were... You see, Satan has time for entertainment. The manifestation of the power of darkness may not have any profit attached to it. Satan might just be manifesting demonic power for the sake of manifesting. Probably to show. God does not show. He doesn't do show business. He doesn't do stage activity. God is not a showman. The Bible says anytime that the Spirit of God is manifested, there is some profit that God wants to derive. That's how you know if you are walking in the flesh or you are walking in the Spirit. Because if you are walking in the flesh, you want to show someone something. You want to show them that I'm prophetic. I prophesy. You want to show them that I speak things and they come to pass. Glory to God. And remember, the manifestation of the Spirit is given unto every man to what? To profit. There is a profit that God is hoping that will be derived when the gifts of the Spirit are manifested. And I would like you to understand that this profit is on the individual level, and this profit can also be on the corporate level. On the corporate level. All right. Verse number 8, as we begin the journey. To one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Please, I'd like to draw your attention to a matter here. When you see concerning healing, it is written the gifts of healing. Because in healing, there are many gifts. In that one gift called healing, there are many tributaries. So it is called what? The gifts of healing. As you begin to operate in the gift of healing, you will find out that your anointing, the healing anointing that is upon your life, is more effective in one type of sickness. Yes, a few more people will be healed with other things, but you see, if that your anointing meets that type of sickness, there is nobody in the room that will not be healed of that sickness. That means with time, you can actually know what illnesses the gift of healing that you carry is more effective on. Just like when you walk into the hospital, you will find the cardiologist is in charge of the heart. The orthopedic professional deals with bones. Pediatrician deals with children. The surgeon deals with surgeries. Neurology. So they are not the same. May the Lord give you understanding. So in healing too, we are not the same. There are so many gifts in that one gift. And then when you practice and walk in the gift for some time, you will find some sicknesses that the healing anointing on your life is more effective on. So we can call you a specialist in that area. And if we find people that have sicknesses along that line, and we want them healed, we'll just bring you on the scene. That's what God has raised you to do. I know a certain minister that is a crippled specialist. If the guys are crippled, they are so crippled, the legs are twisted, the legs are bent, when he comes and he begins to minister, you see all kinds. Other people will die, but crippled people will rise up and they will walk. So it's the gift. May the Lord help us in Jesus. The reason why it is so is because they are diversity. And among all the gifts, only the gift of healing has that connotation, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirits, to another, diverse kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these work at that one and the same selfsame Spirit, dividing unto every man severally as he wills. Can you still see the umpire, the Holy Ghost? Is the one that divides, is the one that distributes the gift, is the one. You know something about the gift of the Spirit? See, when he gives you the gift, you will need him to show up to come and operate it. So if he's not operating it, there's nothing you can do about it. So don't go to town, don't go to the market and boast and say, I have the gift of healing. The Holy Ghost may not be willing to operate it that day. So the gifts of the Spirit, hallelujah. He still needs to show up. Even though he gives you the gift, he still needs to show up to operate it before he can walk. So you might just take off like a tornado and you went somewhere and advertised yourself and say, when I stretch my hands, things happen. When I say the word, things take place. If the Holy Ghost is not on board to operate what he gave you, that which he gave you will be ineffective. So even that's why we pray very long before we come to service. We ask him, are you going to heal? We discuss it in the morning. Early, start 4 a.m. to discuss it. See, you know, we call them for healing service. Are you really going to come? Hallelujah. All right. Okay, like for today, he has confirmed that he will give us a window to be able to operate the gift that I'm going to teach this night. He will give us a window to operate it so that for practical purposes, so that everyone that is in the room will see how it operates. Okay? So he has accepted. All right? So you need to go and get endorsement. Go apply to him and say, I'm going to Uruku Market today, and if you don't mind, I would like you to come along so that people can be healed. And when they are healed, they are convinced that your power is real and will be able to get them to make a commitment for you. Now, remove self from it. Bring him into it. He is very likely to show interest in that kind of an adventure. Okay? So, if you look at the gifts here, you will find 9 gifts. And I was just listening to one of my mentors, Derek Prince. He is a teacher by excellence. Just in case you want to know the people I listen to, at least most of them are no longer alive. Right? But thank God for their spoken ministry. Thank God for their books. I sent some people to one of those great mentors of mine. And I went to his ministry in the United Kingdom and got me so many of his books, and I need all of them. So there are people I listen to, people that have an original expository capabilities of the scriptures. They have the ability to make life the scriptures. And one of such men who will never die, he can't die because his messages are living like an organism, is the man Derek Prince. And I find pleasure in listening to his materials. I hope to visit his ministry office and take full delivery. Meanwhile, he's a master of deliverance. So he's the one whose messages I listened to before I began to minister deliverance. He's a master. He's a master of deliverance. Everything you see me doing in deliverance, I was instructed through his books, through his tapes. And for me, he will never die because his voice lives with me in my bedroom. Glory to God. So, before coming for this lecture, I listened to him. Listen to him on this subject. I may not say anything he said, but it's a joy to listen to him. So I have a few men like that. There are about 3 of them that I listen to. Read their books. In my research, they have researched very widely, so I have a lot of knowledge that has come through their efforts that is available to me, and I'm hoping that I will give out more knowledge before I leave this world so that other people that are looking for God will be able to stumble into the archives and find the truth of the Word of God. Some men just don't die. What money is alive. Yeah, you need to see his bones that have the ability to raise the dead, come to my library and I'll show you some books. Hallelujah. I literally had encounters with God just studying those books. Okay, stay with me. Now, Derek Prince and the man called Lester Sumrall is the first person in the body of Christ that was an authority on spiritual gifts, Lester Sumrall. So I've gone to study his materials and the things that God used his spirit to bring to the body of Christ through his ministry. So these icons that I just mentioned were the ones that categorized the gifts of the spirit into 3 categories, namely the revelational gifts, the power gifts, and the vocal gifts. So in the category of the revelational gifts, we have 3 gifts: gift of word of knowledge, the gift of word of wisdom, and the gift of discernment of spirit. So my lecture is going to be in the area of the revelational gifts for this evening. And I'm going to particularly be emphasizing the gift of the word of knowledge. So under revelational gifts, we have what? The gift of word of knowledge, the gift of word of wisdom, and the gift of discernment of spirit. Under power gifts, we have the gift of faith, the gift of working of miracles, and the gifts of healing. And under vocal gifts, we have the gift of tongues, the gift of interpretation of tongues, and the gift of prophecy, bringing the number of spiritual gifts to 9. Hallelujah. All right, so let's begin this journey. Word of knowledge. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 19 and 20. Then we do 1 Samuel, chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Proverbs, chapter 3, verse number 19 and verse number 20. The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth, and by understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. If you read that scripture very well, you'll find out that there are three things by which God operates. He operates by knowledge, he operates by wisdom, and he operates by understanding. Indicative of the fact that God has access to all knowledge. There is no aspect of knowledge whatsoever that is not available to God. There is nothing you can say or do that will surprise God, because he has all knowledge. I still need to prove it to you that God has all knowledge in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse number 1, 2, and number 3. And Anna prayed and said, "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted in my Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none besides thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of thy mouth. Why? For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed." So if we want to understand God, God is not an ignoramus. God is a God of knowledge. So when we say the word, the gift of the word of knowledge, what happens is that God, who is a custodian of all knowledge, now makes a fraction of knowledge available to you for strategic purposes. Are you there? He makes this fraction of knowledge. That's why it's called a word of knowledge. Not knowledge, but a word of knowledge. A very small fraction of the knowledge that God has, he makes available to you supernaturally for strategic purposes. So we can define the gift of word of knowledge as a tiny portion of God's total knowledge revealed to a believer as a strategic information to enhance a purpose. Should I come again? The gift of word of knowledge is a tiny portion of God's total knowledge revealed to a believer as a strategic information to enhance a purpose. Now, let me give you a scripture that supports this, my definition. Numbers chapter 24, verse 16. Numbers chapter 24, verse 16. And just in case you are asking, this scripture that I'm quoting now, who originally said these words that I'm quoting? The name of the individual is called Balaam. So this is what Balaam said. And he had said, oh my God. Okay, let's go to first. Oh, don't worry. He had said, which had the words of God. So this Balaam had the words of God, right? And knew the knowledge of the Most High. Stop with me. Balaam had what? The words of God. And through the words of God, Balaam was able to pass into the knowledge that only belongs to the Most High. So in the gift of word of knowledge, you hear the voice of God, and the voice of God is communicating to you
a knowledge that only belongs to God. Now, this was Balaam trying to reveal his credential so that people would not take him lightly. So he came with his CV and he read it out. He said he is Balaam, which heard the words of God and knew the knowledge of the Most High, which saw the vision of the Almighty falling into a trance and having his eye open. This is his CV. He's marketing himself to customers. And this was his presentation. But it's not all of the words with which he marketed himself that I'm concerned with. I'm just concerned with just the beginning. He said he heard the words of God and now knew the knowledge of the Most High. That knowledge belongs to the Most High. That knowledge is of the Most High. But because the Most High shared strategic information with him, he is armed with strategic knowledge. That's what the word of knowledge is. Are you there? The word of knowledge has widespread applications. Widespread applications. Anytime I have a friend, maybe he's listening to me now, in the United States, his name is Tokwe. Tokwe, if you are there, it's you I'm talking about. Okay. So he is an inventor. All right. He has three inventions that are patented. Three patented inventions. And he still has many other inventions. And he just drops like that. He just drops. So he has invented several products that are used currently in the United States of America. And there are some of his products that he is trusting God for bigger companies to pick up so that he can get royalties for the products. It comes to him naturally. And it is through the gift of word of knowledge that he comes up with his inventions. You see, that's why I'm saying, if you know, are you there with me? You know, Paul spoke about the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. Right? What did you study in the university? Yes. Brother, what did you study? You have forgotten yourself. Huh? You have not finished. Okay. You. Accounting. All right, see. So he studied accounting. And Paul is saying that there is a knowledge that is more excellent than accounting. Accounting is good, but there is a more excellent knowledge than accounting. And that's the knowledge that comes from Christ. That knowledge, you don't study into it. That knowledge, you cannot learn it. That knowledge is given to you directly by the Holy Ghost. Alright? Now, if you have access to that knowledge, you will see that what you can do with that knowledge is far higher than what you can achieve with accounting. And I'm not saying trivialize your accounting. May the Lord help you to increase in that field. But I'm saying that there is a knowledge that is more excellent than the knowledge of accounting. It's a knowledge that is handed out by the Spirit of Christ. And I'm telling you about a brother that has invented three products that are patented in the United States of America just by a word of knowledge. God gives him a strategic information, a fraction of information from the very endless pool of knowledge that he controls. And this strategic information is released to him so that he can accomplish a purpose. Invention. He told me he still has some ideas, some new ideas that are coming. I said, wow, that's great. Hallelujah. What I invent are revelations. That's my own, that's the studio of my invention. And I assure you, there is no end to it. Every day, there are inventions every day as I study the scripture. Now, don't get it wrong. Your dexterity and ability is limited to your calling. So don't try to invent something in politics when you don't have a calling in politics. The Holy Spirit will not inspire you in an aspect that is not your calling. I know you want to be a politician because the only significant people in your village are political people. So you have considered that. No. Can you find out from Jesus Christ? Let him give you the excellent knowledge about your life. And then you will discover that being a politician for you would have been a reproach. Exactly. For some people in this place, their calling is into politics. So when you begin to press into God, He gives you ideas, first-hand information, first-hand wisdom on how to play your cards in the political arena and not need to cheat and lie like the other people. It will take you time, but you can model it and you become the standard of that reality. We dwell in a time where there's need for leadership, for people to stand out and say, I'm not part of the bandwagon. I believe in God and this is what He has shown me, and I'm going to wait on Him until He brings it to pass. We need men of courage, men of conviction, men that do not dance to the beat of the drummer that has thrown us into reproach as a nation. We're trusting God for original people with original wisdom to stand out and to stand up. And you are that man in the name of Jesus Christ. So the application of the gift of word of knowledge is very, very vast. But the idea of the gift is that God makes a strategic fraction of knowledge available to you so that you can accomplish a purpose. And I need to tell you the nature of knowledge. The nature of knowledge is that it is informative. Don't forget that. The nature of knowledge is that it is what? Informative. And the reason why we need information is because of scriptures like Romans chapter 8 verse 26. The nature of knowledge is that it is what? Informative. If you read the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 26, the Bible says, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray as we ought. Can you see that man has a problem of lack of knowledge, lack of information? So in order for your intercessory endeavors to be strategic, you will need a word of knowledge. Can you see that? Because you know not. Yeah, you are an accountant, but the Bible says to know what to pray for now and be accurate, you need help. For the Bible says we know not what we should pray as we ought to pray. We have gaps in our knowledge. It is because of the gaps that we have in our knowledge that that in the flesh we are no match for the enemy. We are no match for the devil. But you see, when we have this dimension of God's help that gives us strategic knowledge, the devil becomes no match for us. We know not. So we are handicapped. In prosecuting spiritual matters, we are handicapped. So we need a backup system. And that is what the gift of knowledge comes to the rescue to do. To give us this strategic information that we can use even in the place of prayer. It's needful for you to understand that without spiritual knowledge, we cannot participate in spiritual warfare. What equips us for spiritual warfare are items of strategic knowledge that God gives us. And one of the areas where you need so much manifestation of the gift of word of knowledge is in the area of prosecuting spiritual warfare. You are so deficient, and I need to tell you that even though you are experienced, you are not equipped for warfare. Because God says that I'm going to teach your hands to fight, I'm going to teach your fingers to war. Every war situation is an opportunity for God to teach you. And one of the ways He does that is that He gives you strategic knowledge that helps you combat. You don't have the ability in all of your wisdom to evolve that knowledge. The knowledge belongs to God, and God will hand it out to you strategically so that you can have an output that is supported by divinity. If you are still with me, say amen. So the nature of knowledge is that it is informative. Don't ever forget that. Informative. Have you heard that information is a weapon? Yes, it is. And so even spiritually, God makes spiritual information available to you that is strategic in order for you to accomplish a purpose. Are you there now? Okay. So we have seen
And Numbers chapter 24 verse 16, which is an example of the word of knowledge. This guy heard the word of God, and through the content of the words of God, he now knew the knowledge of the Most High. So the first thing about the gift of word of knowledge is just what I said. Number one, it is informative. Don't forget that. It is informative. 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 So it doesn't come by natural reasoning. It doesn't come by training. It is handed out by the Spirit of God. Number two, it will bring conviction of truth. It has the capacity to bring conviction of truth. We can see that in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 45 to 49. Conviction of truth. If you are a carrier of truth, once and again, you will need to go beyond talking to establish the reality of the truth that you carry. So God is aware of the fact that our messages that come only by way of word of mouth is not enough to convince a man. We will need some supernatural abilities accompany the preaching and teaching of the scriptures in order for us to find the road into the heart of men for conviction to be established. This is Jesus in the book of John chapter 1. Verse 45 says, Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, Come and see. And Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him. He said of him, Behold an Israelite, in whom is no guile. It means your father is an Israelite. Your mother is an Israelite. Your grandfather is an Israelite. Your grandmother is an Israelite. Your great-grandfather is not an Arabian. Your blood is Israel. A and B. You are an Israelite in whom there is no guile. When Jesus brought that word of knowledge, then Nathanael said unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Underline the word knowest, knowledge, information. How come you know about me? We never met before. We are just meeting now. And then Jesus now proceeded in further word of knowledge. And he said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou was under the fig tree, these are more details. When we go into the channels of the gift of word of knowledge, you will find out that sometimes the gift of word of knowledge can come in form of a vision. We have not entered channels yet. Are you there? So there are many ways by which you can receive the gift of word of knowledge. And it depends on how developed your receptacle is. But for me, most often, it comes in form of visions. It comes in form of visions. But that's not the only channel. It can come in form of the inner voice. It can come in form of a dream. It can come in form of a knowing. So there are many channels through which this gift can be made manifest. But the description of the gift is that it is informative, and it brings a fraction of the general knowledge that is under God's hand to us, so that we can be equipped to and strategically positioned to achieve a significant purpose. That is the nature of it. That is how it is
but the channel through which it comes might vary. In this particular case, Jesus actually saw Philip, he saw Nathanael under the tree. The moment, okay, let's see the impact. Next verse. And Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Conviction had entered. Say, you saw me when I was under the tree. You are the Son of God. The Son of God we have been waiting for. If there is another one and he comes, he won't perform like you. So you are the Son of God. You are what? The King of Israel. And there was nothing you are going to do to Nathanael to convince him otherwise. He had met with the Son of God. He had met with the King of what? Of Israel. Do you know how many things happen under your nose, even in your house? Do you know? You think you are in charge. You go to your wife and say, don't ever go out. Don't visit them again. You go to your daughter and say, the day I... You see, the same things you are saying that they should not do, they have been doing it, but you are not... Can you just ask God, give me the gift of word of knowledge? So that when they have violated your instruction, you just come and say, and I beheld you. She won't go there again. When you were under the mango tree, I saw you there. You put on yellow clothing and that trouser I say you don't wear. That's what you wore. The matter has ended. Just say that and say, the Lord have mercy. And walk away. Conviction will build by itself. The path to the heart will be discovered. So most times we believe that our messages are so intellectual and they have the ability to turn the hearts of men. You are joking. And I speak as a man that partaking in a very good measure in the word of truth. I speak with, yes, as a man that has found mercy of the Lord to handle the scriptures. That your talk is not enough. Your delivery, no matter how articulate, is not enough. It must be accompanied with something that you cannot study, something that you cannot learn, something that you cannot be taught. And Balaam said, I heard the voice of God and I knew the knowledge of the Almighty. Second scripture, John chapter 4, verse 16 to 19. John 4, 16 to 19. Jesus said unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands. You used to lie before, but this time you spoke the truth. You have had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. She's tired, frustrated. She doesn't want to take anybody to the village again. She's gone five times to the village. They paid bride price and they danced. They dance. What's the name of that dance? I know they won't answer. So he said, this time, let's just be quiet about this arrangement. Thou hast had five husbands, and him whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In this thou hast said truly. He used to lie before, but today you have been sober. And you spoke the truth today. Guess what happened? The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou hast what? Hast a prophet. So the word of knowledge is the gift of the prophets. If it is true that you number among the prophets, you should be able to know things supernaturally. One day I missed some of my keys. I used word of knowledge to find it. If it's true, you see, don't have trust in titles, okay? There's grace. There's so much grace that you should not end up with just a title. If it is true that you are a prophet, God is going to speak to your heart. You must have word of knowledge. In fact, you are not a prophet if you don't have through at least two revelational gifts and the gift of prophecy. You must have them. But we'll go into all of those things when we talk about operations. Then I will tell you what are the marks of an apostle. And if you don't see these marks, even though the person was ordained on Mount Sinai in Israel, he doesn't satisfy what it means to be an apostle. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. And it will be needful for us to understand that the word apostle is from the Greek word apostolos, which means a sent one from Jesus. Jesus has sent this person to these people. Right? So anybody that Jesus sends like that is normally multi-gifted. It's a multi-gifted entity. And you are going to see the marks of so many capacities and so many giftings. Right? So, don't worry. When we come into operations, you are going to see the combination of gifts that makes an office. So you can actually design an office through the gifts that a man is operating. That this is an apostle that has been living among us all these years. This is a prophet that has been living among us all these years. This is an evangelist. Through the combination of giftings that is very fluid and fluent through your life, we will know what office is speaking. Is that clear? All right, so I perceive that thou art the prophet. So if you move from natural message deliveries and you move into the supernatural gifts, the trend of impact also shifts. And one thing about the gifts of the Spirit is that there is no one that is in this place that is empty of gifts. In fact, the thing about the economy of gifts is that no man can serve God without a gift. If God wants you to serve Him, what He does for you is that He gives you what? A gift. Yes, that's good enough for you to know. No need for me to take you back to the economy of gifts and show you the category of gifts that the Lord has given us. Because we are needy people in various areas, and what God does to meet those needs is that He gives us gifts, things that we do not have the ability to purchase, we don't have the merit to qualify for, He makes it available to us. All right, so that's another example of the manifestation of the gift of word of knowledge. Jump to verse 29 of the same scripture. John chapter 4, verse 29. He said, come and see. This is the woman. He said, come and see a man which told me all things ever I did. Can you see that her testimony justifies that Jesus bombarded her with what? With information. So that's the nature of the gift of word of knowledge. It is informative. So the next thing we'll need to look at is, what does this gift serve in a community of Christians like RCN? What is the purpose of this gift? Seeing that the Bible says that the manifestation of the Spirit is given unto every man to profit without, then there must be a profit that this gift makes available to us. What are these dimensions of profit? The gift of word of knowledge can confirm something that God has shown through some other means. It can confirm something that God has shown through some other means. The gift of word of knowledge can bring conviction of truth. We just mentioned that. It can confirm something that God has shown by some other means. Number three, it is the basic equipment for spiritual warfare. It is the basic equipment for spiritual warfare. Knowing that you don't know how to fight spiritually, God will need to teach your hands to fight. God will need to teach your fingers to war. So if you are getting set for spiritual warfare, you will need spiritual support and part of the support that God equips you with to make you competent to engage spiritual warfare is the gift of what? Of word of knowledge. Are you there? All right. So it is a basic equipment for spiritual warfare and intercession. And the scripture I have for that is Romans chapter 8, verse number 26. Number 5. It activates faith to receive, especially in a healing or deliverance related situation. It activates faith to receive, especially in a healing or deliverance related situation. Number 6, the gift of word of knowledge can reveal the thoughts and the hearts of men. So when someone has, are you there? All right. Okay. Let me show us a few scriptures in that regard. Luke chapter 6, verse 6 to 10. Luke chapter 6, verse 6 to 10. Luke chapter 6, verse 6 to 10. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught, that there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their what? You can go to the village for a meeting and you sit down. The moment you sit down, you discover that there was another meeting before this meeting. And the Lord gives you access into all the conclusions that were made in the meeting before the meeting. And then you rise up and say, why are we holding this meeting when the meeting has been held before this meeting? And the conclusion that was made is this and that and that. There is darkness in this household. And until it is eradicated, I will not come back again. You. My friend, I have a friend in Lagos, he's a prophet, and he's also a politician. So as I speak, he's the secretary of a local government. And what happened was that they discussed him and went to a spiritist and got a charm and put under his seat. So he came and picked up the charm. He picked it up and then he invited people for meetings, invited. He spoke, you know, the normal meetings they hold in local government. So he finished, he said, okay, you wait behind. And then he now brought that charm and put it on the table. And he now told them that two of you forgot this. You forgot this. And the next time you bring this kind of thing again to the premises, you will be crippled. So they just greeted. They didn't deny. They took their property and greeted him and told him with assurance that such commodities will no longer be found. Now, if you are going to work in Lagos, you need a gift of word of knowledge. You can see me later for details. If you want to work in Lagos, you need the gift of word of knowledge. So what we are going to do in the next 15 minutes is that I will show you how to operate in the gifts. Are you there? All right. So the first thing you need to do, especially, you know, I taught you how to hear God. The first thing you need to do is create an environment that your spirit can yield to. If there is a praise and worship song that you like Hillsong, you like Sinach, you like Nathaniel Bassi, you like Dunstan, just get that favorite song and slot it in. And thank God, these days we have very adaptable means of having music around. We have USBs, we have all kinds of... Your phone too is a radio. Especially when you put it in an empty cup, it will give you... Yeah, we've been doing all that. It gives it superlative volume. You'll be wondering, is it my phone? Yeah. So you condition the environment. The reason for conditioning the environment is so that you can yield easily. In order to tap into the realm of God, you will need to submit completely to the Holy Ghost. You submit completely to Him. When you submit in your inner man, you know, when I went to marry my wife, she's from the West, and in order to marry, you dobale, you know, you go down, you lie down on the ground. You can do that in your heart. Just go down. Oh my God. When you submit completely, you see, the words of God, the voice of God, is not like the voice of man. This is too noisy. Right? His words, His voice is tender and is gentle. If you don't know how to steal your inner chamber, you will not be able to pick His frequency. Ooh, kabomo. He's always there. He's always there. If you give Him attention, He shows up. Kamina saliboko. Walk upon the sea. Oh Lord, we worship you. All power is in your hand. Just follow me. And there is nothing you cannot do. You raise the dead. Walked up on the sea. Oh Lord, we worship you. All power is in your hand, and there is nothing you cannot do. You raised the dead. You made the blind to see. Oh Lord, we worship you. Oh power is in your hand, and there is nothing you cannot do. You raise the dead, you make the blind to see. Oh Lord, we worship you. The reason why I sang for long is not because I'm trying to entertain you. The gift that opened was not the gift of word of knowledge. So I was insisting for the gift because it was the gift of discernment of spirit. Because I beheld two angels and they held their hands. Okay, that's not the gift. Stay with me. Let me get word of knowledge. Bring the blind to see. Woo! Oh Lord, we worship you. All right. Listen. I see oil dropping. And the reason why oil is dropping
because as I speak to you, God is anointing someone in this auditorium. So more oil is dropping, meaning that there's more anointing dropping. More oil is dropping, meaning that there's more anointing dropping. So in a moment of time, you will begin to see the people that have been anointed. And there is no way I can know this other than the Holy Ghost, because there's no evidence that there's anointing dropping. But in the next 17 seconds, you begin to see, oh my God, more oil is dropping and more anointing is dropping. So there is a lady. There's a lady in this congregation. And this lady, from what I see in the spirit, you were very gifted before. And you lost the spiritual gifts that were operating in your life. It was easy for you to hear God, for you to pick the voice of God. I can even see that you have a journal, a jotter, where you used to write the things that you used to pick. But now the gift has waned. The gift has waned. And the reason for which God is releasing the angels to come with the anointing is that God wants to anoint you afresh so that the gifts can be restored. Now, so if that lady is here, you have a journal where you record the things that God has told you, but in recent times, you've not been able to access the mind of God. If that lady is here, come on. You have a journal. So you see, there's no way I can know these things if the Lord did not speak to me. If the Lord did not speak to me. We worship you. Now who? Pastor Abike, come and confirm this thing. And all power is in your hands. And there is nothing you cannot do. You raise the dead. You make the blind to see. Oh Lord, we worship you. Someone in the congregation, you had an opportunity to go abroad. And when you attempted to exploit the opportunity, you met with roadblocks, and it didn't work out. Where are you? Come to me. You had an opportunity to go abroad. You tried to exploit the opportunity, then you were confounded by roadblocks. You are wasting too much time. Yeah? Now, come. Say, what happened? Come up here. Our is in your hand. Yes, so what happened?
What happened was that my brother got me somebody in London, so I was processing it. So I sent some money. Then between then I begin to encounter financial challenges. So the money I budget for it was like I could not gather it again. So the person say I'm gonna spend almost 4 million, including securing the jobs. So along the line, the thing couldn't work. So I don't know what just happened, but I have to give up on it. So I forgot even some of the few money I have there. I left it for them.
And all power. He's in your hands. Oh! Somebody in the congregation, three different people promised you a job and all of them failed you. Come. Let me give you a job. Come. Three different people promised you a job, all of them failed. You raised the dead. You made the blind to see. Oh, Lord, we worship you. Yes, sister, come on. Come on. What happened? Oh, power is in your hand. Ah! You see, other gifts are opening, but I'm just shutting them down because we are talking word of knowledge. I'm seeing the future. But you see, that is not what we are teaching. I'm seeing angels from heaven. That's the gift of discernment of spirit. It's not what we are teaching. So, in fact, it's hard. It's difficult. Yes, sister, what happened?
My uncle promised me a job for BRS. He assured me I was going to get the job. But I did not get the job.
That's number one. The person I'm talking about, on three occasions, there were three promises. All of them failed. Not just one. The person I'm talking about, three occasions. All three of them failed. But stay. You. Yeah? Exodus. Find out from her. There is nothing.
I had three uncles. One was in Abuja.
Now, just watch. I want you to just watch. Meanwhile, did we discuss before we came for the service? I came to your house in the night and said, I want to teach. Okay, so. Now, I've worked in this gift for almost 18 years. If I tell you, God said, believe me, because sincerely, I have nothing to prove to you. I'm not attempting to make you feel that I'm a great man of God. No, that's not. I've grown beyond that in my walk with God. The reason for which the gift will come, like I told you, there is a prophet. Before I stepped into this service today, I went to Jesus to plead with him to allow me to demonstrate the gift in order to enhance your understanding. Right? He's doing more than I asked because other gifts are operating, but I'm not telling you, I'm not discussing those other ones. We'll just stay with word of knowledge. For instance now, the power gifts have opened. Power. The power, you know, it has opened. And watch this line. So one of them will soon touch the power. The power will influence one of them. You see, the power gifts has opened. But I'm not, oh Jesus. See, but I'm not going there. I don't want to go there. And all power is in your hand. And there is nothing you cannot do. You raised the dead. You made the blind to see. Oh, God, we worship.
Someone yesterday night, you were in a hot race in your dream. Running away from danger in a hot race. Join me on the pulpit. You were in a hot race yesterday night. You had a dream. And in that dream, you were in a hot race running away from danger. Join me on the pulpit. Yeah? Exodus, are you distracted?
I had three uncles.
So she has three uncles.
Actually, I have more than three uncles, but these three are very prominent. One is in Abuja. He's very close with the... He works very close with the presidency. Before I graduated, he said, when I graduate, I should meet him. So when I graduated, I gave him my CV. After my youth service, I gave him my CV. He also collected other people's CV. But unfortunately, he said when he submitted the CVs he had, that they rejected mine, that I should go and review it. So I reviewed the CV, but that was how that opportunity closed. And anytime I could, he would say, I should keep praying that job will come out. That is the first one in Abuja. The second one is in Port Harcourt. That one is very influential too. He also said he's going to give me job, made promises, collected my details, collected my CVs, collected everything. Then he was working for me to get a job with one of the universities. That one failed. Then the third one is my mother's immediate younger brother. That one is in Cameroon.
Three uncles. That's what God showed me. Three of times. So now, me, I want to give you a job now. I know you don't believe. You don't. Meanwhile, I'm asking for permission to go beyond word of knowledge, because there are many things that can happen here. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Can you see the Lord? You people are blind. You can't see. I'm saying Jesus is in our midst. That's what I'm saying. You cannot do. Oh my God. So Lord, today, what's your name? Lovett, I release a favor for a job on the life of Lovett. Step into your job. Step into your job. Step up. It's done. Go. Go. Now, you know what you do? Make sure So when the job comes out, let me know. Huh? Now, there's an oil already on your life. There's an oil. There's an anointing already. There's an oil there. Online people with the same situation, please put it on the screen so that we can attend to it. What did I say that you came here? Oh, you were in a hot chase, running away from danger. Oh God, we worship. So how did I know? How can I enter their dreams? And the dream took place yesterday night. Yeah, yesterday night.
After I heard it, I just don't understand the dream. This morning when I went to drop my daughter in school, one brother now called me that I should come, that I should not be scared, but that this is what he saw. That he saw me in a gathering. He was also along the road, and people, we as if they were chasing us, and they started chasing me, and as if they used some things to hit me on the body. That he saw it, that
don't worry.
I was wearing.
Calm down. All right. Now listen. One of you here, an anointing will drop on you. Because I see the heavens open. And the oil will fall. And that oil that will fall will make you, oh my God, it's coming. An anointing will drop. An anointing will drop on one of you. And I don't know which one of you. But the hand of God, in form of an anointing, will descend upon your life so that you can be protected, you can be safeguarded, you can be kept from harm. Okay, it's even stronger now. It's even stronger now. Now, if you ask me, how did I know there was an anointing? It's word of knowledge. Word of knowledge, oh my. Mm-hmm. So what I will do is I'll just touch you like this. Touch you. Touch you a little like this. All right. Okay, see? I just touched you, but my hand is still on somebody's head. And the person that my hand is on is his or her head, the anointing will begin to drop. You ask me, how did I know? Word of knowledge. You are not equipped if you don't have... Yeah? So, why are you here?
That I wanted to travel.
Ah! Do you still want to travel?
Yes.
Is it God's will? You are not sure?
Yes. That when I accepted that offer, so I
didn't... Is it God's will?
I'm not sure whether it's...
Say the truth. So let's find out whether it's God's will. Oh God. So if I've touched you, go back. Those things cannot destroy you anymore. But leave this sister on black. When she stands up, let me know. Oh, yes. Choir, you can join me now. This is my song. You must have gotten it. It's in your hand. Did you get my song? And there is nothing you cannot do. Why are you people here? Hey, what happened? Huh? They want to go abroad. People should go and sit down. Go and sit down. Please go abroad. Go abroad. Where? If you and is it a pastor came to my father in the Lord and said he wants to go to New York. Now he believes that that's where his ministry will spring from to take the world. And my father in the Lord told him, a lizard in Zaria will not become an alligator in New York. Please help me repeat what the wise man said. A lizard. Are you a lizard? That's what you see, I've gone beyond that point. I said, is it God that was behind their desire to travel? You people go back. Go and be sure. If you are sure that it's God, then see me in the office one of these days. But now, you are not sure. You are not. No. Don't move if God is not involved. If your case will be like Naomi. Left the house of bread in search of bread and then lost her breadwinner. May the Lord give you understanding.
Sister here, she said she used to hear she used to see dreams before, but
okay. What happened?
That some men came from the east and born from incest. And
all right, don't worry. The stories are too long. Now I'll just touch you, just very quietly. I will not push you. Just a little touch. Okay? Just a touch on your head. Now, everybody watching me knows I'm not pushing these people. Can you see what I'm doing? Can you see that? Now, there's power. The power gives are unlocked already. All right. So, my hand is still on three people. Three people that are standing there. My hand is on them. And because my hand is on them, the anointing upon my hand will begin to come on them. Three of these people standing here, my hand is on them. And then in a short while, you will see those three people. My hand is on three of them. It's on three of them. My hand is on three of them. That's number one. That's number two. So my hand is still on still on like two of them. Still on two of them. 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 If you ask me, how do I know? Word of knowledge. Word of knowledge. The choir, can you sing my song? Oh, power is in you. Are you singing at all? And there is don't take it close to your mouth. You cannot do. Woo! You raise the dead. Those of you online that also fit into the description of the word of knowledge about that job, I release your job in the name of Jesus Christ. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. Now, there is a lady called Martha that is watching me online. A lady, you are called Martha. I can see you from where I am standing. Your name is Martha. Your name is Martha. And my hand is upon you, just like my hand was on these people. My hand is upon you, and in a moment of time, anywhere you are watching me from, there's an anointing that is going to rest upon your life. There's an anointing. Oh my God. The anointing is on Martha. Now, Martha, when you recover, let us know where you were watching from. Now, word of knowledge can take you to America. It can take you to Europe. You can see something happening in Europe. You can see something happening in Boko. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that this investment of grace will be restored. There's a restoration for you. Let it be restored. Let it be restored in the name of Jesus. Let it be restored. Let your eyes in the spirit be open again. Let your ears in the spirit be open again. In the name of Jesus. Let it be restored. Let your ears in the spirit be open one more time. With precision, with accuracy, in the name of Jesus, I bless you. If I prayed for you and you're on your feet, you can go back to your seat. Let grace rest in the name of Jesus. Let grace rest. Let grace rest. Let grace rest. Let grace rest. Someone has a hearing problem on the left ear. You can come and meet me here. Your left ear, sometimes it gets blocked, sometimes it opens up. You have a challenge on your left ear. I'm waiting for you. There's a challenge. There's a challenge. There's a challenge on your left ear. Where's that person? There's a challenge on your left ear. There's a challenge on your left ear. I'm waiting for you. There's a challenge on your left ear. On your left ear. What's wrong with your ear?
It's closing and closing. Coming out of it. Feels as if there's breath passing, like where my ear is through.
Yeah. What's wrong with your ear?
Sometimes if my aunt is speaking to me, I cannot hear.
Okay. What? What's wrong with it?
Ringing.
Okay, there's a ringing inside. All right, so. Now, are you aware that you are chained? Now I remove the chains. I remove the chains. I remove the chains from you. In the name of Jesus. If you ask me, how do I know? Word of knowledge. I'm just trying to demonstrate it so that you will see that we are supposed to be doing the supernatural naturally and to be doing the natural supernaturally. Life is supernatural. During the course of these lectures, I'm going to demonstrate all the gifts of the Spirit, all of them. Because by the mercy of God, I operate in all of them. All right? So the Holy Spirit has given me all of them. And during the course of the conference, we'll plead with Him for Him to allow it to be available so that people can be confident in the move of God that is upon their life. This gift is the gift of the prophet. Any true prophet of God must have this gift. As we go on, you will find out that an apostle should be able to operate in as a pastor, should be able to operate as an evangelist, should be able to operate as a teacher, as a prophet, should be able to operate in all. Because of that, he should be able to operate in the nine gifts of the Spirit. Any true apostle. Alright? Okay, let's do something. So which of the ears finds it difficult to hear? This one? So that's your left ear. So take this, block it. Don't worry, just block completely. Is also your left? Okay, yours is right, okay? You know, I mentioned left. Yours is left, so. Okay, there's a ringing inside. You don't need to close it. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I put an end to that ringing right now in Jesus' name. Now, let me tell you something before I run away. If God gives you word of knowledge about a sickness, something that needs healing, are you there? Take it from me, that's the guarantee that the person must be healed. So if it is mommy that God was talking about when he gave me the word of knowledge, mommy must be healed. If it is this lady, she must be healed. Are you there? All right, so. Young lady, I finished praying. Remove your hand. Block this one completely. Help me test the ear for her. Yeah, you have a hearing problem? It comes and goes, so we cannot verify. Lord, take the affliction away. Take it away in the name of Jesus. Okay, this young lady can hear from that ear now. It is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. We break that yoke in the name of Jesus Christ. And we release your hearing in Jesus' mighty name. Let the wind that blows in your ears cease. We remove the noise from you in Jesus' name. Yes, you can come and sit down. I'm going to sit down. But you come. You know, I said, if you find the exact person that God was talking about in a healing situation, the person, there is 100% guarantee that the person will be healed. So, one of the things that gives you guarantees about healing in a meeting is a gift of word of knowledge. If God speaks to you about a crippled person, that there's a crippled person in the place, and he wants to heal the crippled person. There might be 9 crippled people. The specific person the Lord was speaking about through word of knowledge, because word of knowledge is very specific, that person will walk. But if you have the gift of walking of miracles, all of them might walk, 7 of them might walk. If it's more than one, it means it's not just a gift of word of knowledge, it is another gift that's sponsored. But if his word of knowledge is very specific, and it picks an individual, and that which God reveals will happen. Do you get it? All right, so. What's your name? Patience. Okay, so from today, your ear will hear forever, okay? So now, can we pray in tongues? I have 3 more minutes. So let us just, you don't even need to stand. Just sit down, don't worry. All I ask is just pray in tongues. Tata. Just pray in the Spirit. Just pray in the Spirit. Just pray in the Spirit. So that manipulation ends. From today, it ends. The attacks on your life, they come to an end. We break the yoke in the name of Jesus. And we speak life upon you. You know what I see? I see one of you, you didn't come with the child that I'm seeing. That child is at home. The child is female. Child is female. And the child has been falling sick so frequently in recent times. A female child, you did not come with a child today, but the child has been falling sick very, very frequently. If you are the mother or the relative of that child, come here. A female child is what I see. This child has been falling sick very frequently, but you did not come with a child to church. I'm waiting for either the mother or the relative of that child. Now, there's a way we are going to know, because you are likely to be plenty. But we will know, because God will show us which family He is speaking about. You have a child, female, almost always sick. All right, so now, so we have 2 people. Exodus, you can take this. Sometimes when you get word of knowledge, you may not even know who the person is. That's where power comes in. That's why you will need power. Power can help us distinguish. So first of all, we want to know who is the person involved. So we now ask God, say, Lord, if he's the one or she's the one, you will confirm by your power. You will confirm by your power. You will confirm by your power. Alright, so he will confirm by his power. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask, we want to help this little child that you showed us. So if the child is connected to her, or him, show us by an act of power. So as I speak, the oil, the anointing that will achieve what I'm asking is beginning to come. The anointing that will achieve this is beginning to come. And it's coming stronger. You know, anointing comes in waves. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. If it's her child you spoke of, or his child, show by power so that we can deliver that individual. In the name of Jesus, If it is a child, it is his child. Let the anointing. Just support me with prayer, tongues, some tongues. Support me. Support me. I can't hear you. I'm seeing the source of the affliction. I'm seeing the ritual that was done to ensure that that lady stays in perpetual cycles of sickness. I am seeing the ritual. The sickness is an attempt to take the life of that individual. And tonight, in the name of Jesus, we put an end to this work of the devil. We render this spiritual transaction null and void. Null and void in the name of Jesus. And anyone hoping to profit from this disaster, we deny him the pleasure of this soul in the name of Jesus Christ. And this moment we release these two young girls from the hand of the wicked. From the hand of the wicked. We release them. We release them in the name of Jesus. We use you as a point of contact to reach that girl. We use you as a point of contact to reach the girl. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, you can go. What I want to give you now is the anointing to operate in the word of knowledge. All right? So I now asked the Lord, I said, Lord, why did you not show me by the anointing? Because when you minister, you learn from every ministration by asking God. Don't just go and sleep. If an unusual thing happens, ask him. Why is it like this? So what he says to me is that both of them are in that affliction. That's both children. So there's I was trying to distinguish. He said, no. Two of them. Learn from every opportunity you have to demonstrate the Spirit of God. Alright? Sometimes, every time, there is one case that will not come out the way you want it to come out. So, ask a question. It will increase your knowledge. Make you more robust subsequently. Are you there? Alright. Since you know this, let us pray. Father, I ask that everyone in this room and everyone under the sound of my voice will receive the grace to flow in the gift of word of knowledge. Let them know things supernaturally. You see, I see a star fall from heaven. And this star, when it came into this place, it fell on a choir member. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask, let your hand be strong on that choir member. So if I'm saying the truth, okay, the hand of God fell on her, but she's not a choir member. So she's not the person I'm looking for. There is somebody that is in that choir. God has disarmed the enemy of your life. So, ushers, have you found the person? So, because you might ask, how do I know? It's word of knowledge. The power gives flow on the wings of the revelational gift. So if you can pick it, God will perform what he has spoken. Is that clear? And these are gifts we can take to the market. Shortly before the IEC, one evening, we'll just come like this. We'll not preach. We'll just come and go and do some evangelism. Then you will see the gifts operating outside. We'll not just start preaching. No, we'll go and say, you, this is your problem now. You will see how they will run to Jesus. You see? The moment you pick the mind of God, the power of God goes in the direction of the mind of God. The Lord has disarmed the people that have ganged up against your destiny. And now you are being ushered. You are being ushered into another phase. Release the grace for every one of us to operate in the gift of word of knowledge in the name of Jesus.